And I'm pleased now to welcome to Midday our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. She's covered all things thespian in the Baltimore, Washington area for many years as a critic for the Baltimore Sun and for our morning show. From now on, Judy will join me on Thursday afternoons here on Midday to talk about what's worth checking out in local theaters. Hey, Judy, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom. Honored to be on Midday with you and honored to have entrance music.
There you go. Your own theme, kiddo. We aim to please. So we're going to talk about sort of what's going on in the general landscape on the theater scene this season. But before we get into specific shows, there's a lot of building and renovation going on in the Baltimore theaters. Tell us a little bit about those.
Well, there are three building projects that I'd like to talk about, Tom. The first one, the biggest one, is Center Stage. Center Stage is calling this a season of dramatic transformation and homecoming. But the biggest transformation is the building itself. It has undergone and still undergoing a $28 million renovation. One of the big changes people will see is that the upstairs head theater has been completely redesigned, 400-seat theater, flexible, convertible, it can change its configuration, and there's going to be a third space at Center Stage, a third performing space.
Yeah, there have always been two. Now
right.
They're adding one.
Now they're adding a 99-seat theater that's going to be dedicated to new work and community programming, so it's going to be interesting to see what goes in there. They're building a new education center, they're going to have new lobbies, and the finished building will reopen in February. And then, across a few blocks away, you might have heard of this project called Le Mondo. This is much smaller in scale, but equally impactful, if I can use that awful word.
That's a new one to me. I haven't heard of Le Mondo.
Well, this is a $4.5 million renovation of three vacant buildings on North Howard Street.
Oh, the Howard Street thing.
Yes,
okay.
400
blocks. I just didn't realize it was called Le Mondo.
Le Mondo,
okay,
Le Mondo. It's a collaboration spearheaded by three companies, the EMP Collective, Annex Theater, and Psychic Readings Company. It's going to be an artist-run performance space. There'll be studios. It's expected to open in December with Psychic Readings' production of Fête of Mistakes. This is the Baltimore premiere of a sideshow-inspired production that Psychic Readings did in New York
now,
in 2013.
So Psychic Readings is not a person who does a psychic reading. This is actually a theater company.
That's right. That's right. They say, we are going to have a new theater.
Yeah.
And they will.
Voila.
Right. And then also on a smaller scale, Strand Theater Company, Baltimore's only theater devoted to women theater artists, recently moved into a former bank building in the 5400 block of Harford Road. It was most recently the home of the Performance Workshop Theater. It has about 50 seats, which is similar to what the Strand had on North Charles Street, but this is a much bigger building. It'll have rehearsal space, for example, and that's opening October 6th with a one-woman show called Net Worth. Good title for a former bank building.
There you go, a former bank building. So I know you're a big fan of musicals. This season, I understand we got some musicals at theaters that are actually not known for performing musicals.
Absolutely. And the first one is Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. They're going to do their very first musical in April and May. They're going to do The Fantastics. The Fantastics bills itself as the world's longest-running musical. It ran 42 years off-Broadway, and now it's been back there for another 10 years.
Is that the one that has tried to
remember? Oh, yes, there? Yes, okay. Yes.
See?
I didn't get a clip of that, so you filled that in very nicely. So for a theater dedicated to a classics, this 1960 musical that you know so well is a kind of classic, and The Fantastics is loosely based on a play by Rostand that has some similarities to Romeo and Juliet, so it's maybe not that big a stretch. And then Everyman Theater is going to do its first musical in more than a decade. It's a show called Los Otros by Michael John Lacusa and Ellen Fitzhugh. The title means The Others in Spanish. And it's set in California. It's about the overlapping lives of a white woman and a Mexican-American man. This show premiered in L.A. in 2012, but Everyman commissioned a reworking, and that's going to be there in March and April.
Does that mean new music, too?
I don't know if there's going to be new music, but I think it is going to be polished at the very least
cool.
And changed in some ways.
Yeah.
And Iron Crow Theater, which identifies itself as Baltimore's only queer theater, is doing its first musical. They're going to do The Wild Party. Now, there were two Wild Party musicals that debuted in New York in 2000. Both were based on the same 1928 narrative poem by Joseph Moncure March. Iron Crow is doing the version by Andrew Lippa. This is a show about a decadent party that's given by a pair of lovers. The party guests in Iron Crow's production will, quote, exemplify what it means to live beyond the binary. It's opening September 30th at the Theater Project, Iron Crow's in residence at the Theater Project. Last season was a transitional time for Iron Crow, Tom. Now they are reorganized, restructured. They've come back with their biggest season yet, and I brought you a sample of Wild Party.
Here's a little. All right, from the off-Broadway production of The Wild Party, which will get a new production at the Iron Crow Theater. It's their first musical. And, of course, the Hippodrome in Baltimore is the theater best known for musicals. What's coming up at the Hippodrome?
Well, they're doing an entire season of musicals. Several recent Broadway shows, I'm glad to report. There are four that I'm especially looking forward to. Two come from 2014. A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder, which won the Tony for Best Musical that year.
I've heard great things about
that. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's adapted from the same novel as the Alec Guinness movie Kind Hearts and Coronets. One actor plays eight victims of a homicidal fortune hunter. That'll be here in December. And after that, in January, Beautiful, the Carole King musical. This is the biographical musical about the singer-songwriter.
I feel the earth move under my feet. I feel the sky tumbling down, tumbling down. I feel my heart start to tremble in whenever you've got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart.
Carole King. That 8-track tape got me through adolescence. I mean, it was a rough ride, but it got me through. We're listening to a pair of Carole King's best-known songs from the production of Beautiful. There are four recent shows you're especially looking forward to at the Hippodrome, or the others?
Well, Finding Neverland, a 2015 Broadway show based on the 2004 movie and the play that inspired it about what and who inspired J.M. Barrie to write Peter Pan. That'll end the season in June. But before that, in April, a show I especially like, Something Rotten, another 2015 Broadway show. Tom, this is a really fun show. It's about two 16th century British brothers. They're playwrights. They're called the Bottom Brothers, and they can't get a break because this guy named Shakespeare is all anybody wants to see. So what do? They invent a new popular genre.
It's a musical, and nothing's as amazing as a musical.
All right, take that, Shakespeare, huh? That's a song, a musical from the Broadway production of Something Rotten that's coming to the Hippodrome in April. How about premieres? We got any notable premieres coming up here in Baltimore?
There's one premiere that really sounds like it's going to sing. It's a show coming to Center Stage called Jazz. That was my effort at a little joke because it is not a musical. It will end their season in May. And instead of a musical, what Jazz is an adaptation of Toni Morrison's 1992 Harlem Renaissance novel. It's going to be directed by Center Stage Artistic Director Kwame Kwei Arma.
And this has been somewhat years in the making,
hasn't it? It has, but this will be the world premiere. And then, on a smaller scale, Single Carrot Theater, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary, is going to do something called Promenade Baltimore in June. This is co-created with a Hungarian company, and it's going to be performed on a bus traveling through Baltimore neighborhoods.
Oh, I heard about this. Right. And they've done this in other places, I think, right? Or is this the first time they've done this? Is this something that they lifted from New York or something? I had some vague recollection of hearing.
Well, I've heard of other things like it, but I don't think we've seen it in Baltimore before, and I'm looking forward to it. Talk about theater that takes you somewhere.
Yeah. So you get on the bus.
Yes.
Right? So you're on the bus, and you're hearing or seeing the show while you're driving around on the bus. That's fun. Now, how about stuff heading from New York? We have some stuff from New York coming here. How about stuff heading from here to New York from either Baltimore or Washington?
Well, yes, there are a couple things I'm pleased to say. Come From Away, which I reviewed on the station a couple weeks ago, just extended at Ford's in Washington. It's going to Broadway in February. And then Dear Evan Hansen, if you remember that one, that I reviewed when it was at Arena Stage in Washington last season, and that begins previews in New York in October. I think those are going to be two big Broadway contenders that people in this area got a first taste of. And then, Tom, I just went to the Folger Theater in Washington and saw a show called Sense and Sensibility. This is an adaptation of Jane Austen's novel. It's still playing off-Broadway, but people here can get a chance to see it in Washington and experience this really, really lively, exciting show.
Great. Sounds like fun. That's theater critic Jay Wynn Russick. She joins us every Thursday here on Midday for reviews of all things theatrical. Next week, we'll talk about Wait Until Dark. That's the new show at the Everyman Theater in Baltimore. Thanks, Judy. We'll see you then. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Tom.
You can catch Judy's reviews on the radio or online, wypr.org/midday.